to Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, Tyler, there is some breaking news with the Astros. Let us know what it is.
Yes, this is breaking news coming from Brian McTaggart, who you both know has been covering the Astros since I was freaking in diapers. MLB.com's Brian McTaggart says it is a 50-50 decision whether Yordan Alvarez is going to be on the Astros playoff roster, which has to be in. That decision has to be made by 10 a.m. tomorrow on Tuesday. 50-50 shot.
Wow. 50-50 shot there. If they have him, and like they're not, it's not even saying like maybe he gets game one off and he's a pinch hit, but they're saying like we still need till 10 a.m. or whatever tomorrow, tonight, to figure out if he's going to be able to be able to play in this first wild card round series, which could go three games. So
it's not ideal.
No, that is not. And Clint, I need you to promise me that tomorrow, if this 50 goes the wrong way, that you won't call him a diva.
Oh, he's a diva.
Come on, man.
If he's taking BP and running on the field and he misses a freaking playoff game, yeah, he's a diva.
Come on.
You know, I mean, all you got to do is DH, man. Like this is.
I know it. And if he couldn't just DH, you know.
Look, there's no. It's a sprained knee. If there's potential for further damage to be done or something like that, okay, then I understand that. But this is a playoff game. If you can take BP today and run on the field today, you're asking play. You can DH tomorrow.
If he can't go in this playoff series, like if they can't put him on the roster.
Soft, to me, hot it's, butters, to 2024
me it is,
soft.
To me, it is Yordan right has done everything he could to get in there. And he just can't go. We've seen this, Ken. I can't believe.
He'll be fine. No brace in the starting lineup. Everybody relax.
Again, Tyler, as I said Friday, since we found out about this, it has continued to get worse. With the news that we keep finding out, to now we're at a coin flip, that tonight is a big night for him to see if he's going to make it.
And is Espada going to talk after the workout, after the on-field running? Didn't he say he was going to let us know more? Or is this him letting us know more?
No, he said. I mean, I'm going to assume that. Well,
he may be speaking. He may have leaked it to McTaggart.
You think he may have? It's 50-50. I don't know. Yeah, I guess this may be him knowing more. I don't know. But as Tyler said, 10 a.m.